When I was 7 years old, World War II came to an end. The peaceful life of my family in Korea was disturbed by the war's end. Russian soldiers entered our town from the north, and they began to plunder the Japanese families of their valuables. Feeling the danger threatening us, we Japanese families got in touch with one another in secret, making up our mind to leave the town. According to this arrangement, we had to walk down to a large river about 10 kilometers away from the town in order to board a boat arranged for us in advance. Each family was to leave the town separately for fear of being conspicuous. My family slipped out of the house as night came on. My 5-year-old sister and I had on our backs rucksacks filled with our own clothes. My mother carried my 2-month-old brother on her back and had a big furoshiki in one hand. She pulled my hand with her other hand. My father had a big rucksack which contained several days' provisions and other necessities. He often carried my sister in his arms, for she was too young to keep up with us. We hurried along footpaths over hills and between rice fields without uttering a word in the darkness. We were extremely uneasy, fearing that we might be found by men who would chase us. When we heard someone approaching, deathly afraid, we hid ourselves. Once we felt relieved to see another Japanese family turn up. As rumors were prevailing that children who became a drag upon their parents would be deserted, I grasped my mother's hand fast and decided never to let go. I never let go of my hold, even when she attended to the calls of nature. My little heart was filled with the fear that I might be deserted. It took us about 4 hours to get to the river. Some families had not appeared by the time the boat left. Some parents arrived, crying as if they were beside themselves because they lost sight of their children in the confusion. Whenever I hear the news about the remaining Japanese orphans in China, I remember the fear at that time. My heart is wrung with feeling for the sad misfortune of the orphans who were helplessly deserted under those abnormal and tense conditions.